Hey, Largo High School, welcome to the Seminole Sound Spectacular. This is Becca Sullins with you from Vancouver, Washington, and I'll be taking a look at the auxiliary. Wish you the best of luck. It's really breezy right now, so I hope you have a great run. Here we go. Starting with the flutter of the hands, single rifle up in the center. Take a look at the line with the back leg so that it's similar. Yeah, individual efforts pushing away. Big rifle toss. Nicely done, Solis. Good for you. Yeah, individual efforts here showing some good training and technique. Fighting through the wind, catching under the leg. Nice job catching on the half. Watch as she does the heel stretch, though, that she understands her turnout. She's a little bit more open to the side. Pull that more in her second. Backhand, changing directions with the rifles into the individual tosses. There are some differences in technique with the rifles, especially going into the tossing and how they utilize both hands with those rifles. So watch that individually. Ooh, nice save as they toss on the ground. Handstand switch. How do they come down out of it, though, into the ground? Is it a shoulder press or are they just rolling through the spine? Yeah, there's a lot going on here. And into the lift. Yeah, it works pretty well. Not as comfortable with the star lift there as they're supporting their partner onto the back. Yeah, good flexibility with the partner and the individual toss. Well done, gentlemen in the center. Sauté attitude, sauté devant. Watch the turnout and watch the hip in the attitude so they understand and not pulling to the side. Was it a sauté or are they just doing a rangeant around, showing the strength in the upper body as they do the handstand? Take a look at the extension through the back of the knees, though, as they did the handstand. And very abrupt with the transition here. It does not work well for the rifles running off the back and then coming into this clump. And then we're not doing anything, so we have time. Why don't you use all that time to get them there and then go into the lift? Individual toss, blade toss, well done. Yeah, they understand how to recover from their height and rotation issues, releasing behind the back. Sliding to the ground, showing flexibility and into the shoulder press. Some of them going all the way through the shoulder roll. Just a little uncomfortable at times. Yeah, this is a little over their head there. Flag needs to understand the technique of the attitude going into the pirouette. Yeah, nice extension with the flag in the center of the circle. Rolling over the shoulder works well. Saber blade release. Yeah, very, very different from member to member with heights, rotations, and then we've got the one flag in the back by herself. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Cannon here through the flags and the sabers. Watch the sauté underneath of the lofty toss. Yeah, is it a 45 or is it parallel for the sabers there? It's not as clear. Catching down on one knee works very well. Front somersault. Flags repetitive as they motion and carve through space back and forth in the cradle. And then in through the silk toss. Works okay. Now we have lots of them running out here. Yeah, take a look at the angle of the flag, and obviously it's still a work in progress. Yeah, nice as they start the vertical flag choreography two-dimensionally and then changing three-dimensional with a lofty motion over the head. Yeah, neck roll. Not sure that this is as musical as it could be as they finish that cannon. Almost started in the middle of this phrase as they spun back together, but the flags are beautiful. Yeah, nice as the accent two-dimensionally up with the flag and then change directions, and then there they have that accent right there at the end of the song. Looks like we are in a lunge turnout, that left leg. And we've got the one performer looking to the front. I don't think it's necessary that she has to see the drum major. She could use her ears and start when the chimes begin. Oh, but perform all the way back to the prop. And we see you putting these skirts on, so I'm not sure if there's a possibility of putting a wall up so that we don't see this because it's very distracting. Are you going to tell this in movements? Yeah, we've got the trio here. Two gentlemen, one lady. Yeah, nicely done with the suspended handstand. Gentleman struggling a little bit to stand up from the low position. Use her weight and come into it quicker so that it's not difficult to stand in that moment. Dancers fluttering onto the stage. We've got the two pairs in the center now. Chasse, so, and into the sauté passé works well. Find where the leg connects, though, to the toe. You want to pull that passé toe all the way to the front of the leg rather than keeping the leg, the foot behind the knee. Just take a look at how you can transition better onto the field, into this space. Yeah, not as comfortable as they turn and do the sauté derrière. How high up do you want the back leg to be as they do the sauté with their partner? And performers up front need to stay and be engaging, even though they don't have choreography. And we have the chain flags. Yeah, great initiation. Stripping the flag, pull it around the body and carving through space. Yeah, adding the little dégagé devant underneath of the row with the chain flag. And I know it is hard to work those chain flags through the wind. You've got to really whip them and understand the weight. Pulling around the head and in the neck. Sauté attitude. Where did they turn through space is my question as they did that turning sauté attitude. Yeah, they have to understand how to pick up the performer. There's so many of you picking her up. It really only takes two people to pick up a performer like that. But they don't understand how to manipulate her weight through space and pushing up quick to get her up and over. Exchange works pretty well. Vertical toss on rifle. Yeah, good for you. Last performer, front performer on the 40-yard line, much higher than the other rifles on that vertical toss. Yeah, ooh, rough transition there to get the rifles to the back. Why do they have to get behind the drums to all of a sudden come back in front of them? Take a look at that. Still a work in progress here, now adding back into the choreography. Tonda Flesh, not understood, and then the change of direction with one hand into that parallel, very unclear. They've got to know how to go from that two-dimensional to that perfect flat squeeze and into the parallel toss. Still a work in progress here.
Still a little bit early.
So obviously still a big work in progress here at the end. I think it's a good, decent start for the foundation of the Color Guard. I hope my comments have been helpful. Best of luck as you're putting the rest of the show together. Yeah, I know that you